Alex, we've had some changes in the permanent opponents for college football in the SEC. They've reshuffled, and we've got them all for you right here if you haven't heard already. And I'll let Alex take it away.
We talked about it when it happened, but the SEC announced they're going to go to a 9-game schedule, conference schedule, for 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029. And every school will get 3 permanent opponents for those 4 years. And then the rest of them will rotate every so often, and they will end up playing every team in the SEC through those 4 years at some point. To go through each of these teams, Alabama, in alphabetical order, Alabama plays Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. Arkansas gets Missouri, Texas, and LSU. Auburn gets Alabama, Georgia, and Vandy. Florida gets Georgia, South Carolina, and Kentucky. Georgia gets Auburn, Florida, and South Carolina. Kentucky gets Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina. LSU gets Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Mississippi State gets Ole Miss, Vandy, and Alabama. Missouri gets Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. Oklahoma gets Missouri, Ole Miss, and Texas. Ole Miss gets Mississippi State, LSU, and Oklahoma. South Carolina gets Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. Tennessee gets Alabama, Kentucky, and Vandy. Texas gets Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Texas A&M gets LSU, Missouri, and Texas. And then to wrap it all up, Vanderbilt gets Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. Just looking at all those teams, KJ, and their opponents, who do you think got the short end of the stick here with these permanent opponents?
Well, I think one of the toughest draws, if not the toughest, it would for me have to be looking at it, Oklahoma.
That's what I was going to say too.
I mean, you talk about having to deal with Missouri, who's on the rise right now with a good coach, Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin and a plethora of talent, and Texas, who granted up and down right now, but still as the state of a program, they're still very much a play, especially in recruiting, going to have another good year as well for Sark. But, you know, I'm really glad to see a few things that were kept as a fan. Texas A&M and LSU is always an outstanding game. Really glad to see that was honored. For Mississippi State, I thought you could have saw LSU for them. A lot of old Mississippi State LSU games that were really good in the Dak Prescott and Leonard Fournette days of play in action. I'm going to also say somebody who I thought got a good draw, and that is both South Carolina and Kentucky in terms of, like, you know, we can go out and win these, you know, South Carolina, Georgia, obviously not going to win that, but, you know,
most years at least
you're not far off from Florida and Kentucky. And likewise for Florida, you have Georgia, you have South Carolina and Kentucky. That bundle of East teams, there's not a huge drop-off, so I like that that's going to be competitive as well. The only thing I don't like about Auburn is that we don't have LSU every year. I really miss playing LSU every year. I just like it when we beat them. I don't know why. Just kind of makes me happy.
Bama fans were up in the air when they saw this come out. They expected to get Auburn and Tennessee, those being really the two biggest rivalries that Alabama has had for the longest time, but they were expecting to see the LSU game to show up on that slate. And I just caution fans for looking at that. Do you really want to play Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU every year? That would have been the short end of the stick if you're Alabama with those teams. Tennessee's on the rise. LSU's always been good. Auburn is looking to turn it around. They play better this year, to say the least. Mississippi State's that's still a rivalry. They had played every year up until 2023 when they kind of reshuffled the schedules and everything. They had played from 1944 to 2023, 79 straight times, and it's called the Battle of Highway 82 with the 82.5-mile stretch between Dean Wade Stadium and Bryant-Denny Stadium. That's still a rivalry. It's not like the SEC looked at this and just gave them a random team and said, oh, Alabama gets Kentucky. That was a positive for the Crimson Tide. KJ, looking at what was all these teams got, what rivalries outside of Alabama and LSU do you think were kind of ignored and missed from the SEC and their scheduling department?
Florida and Tennessee. Florida and Tennessee.
Yeah.
I know there was a lot of really good games in my childhood when I first started watching football in those mid-2000 years. Florida and Tennessee couldn't stand each other, and they played like they couldn't stand each other. And it was a really good brand of football, very competitive always, to say the least. I was also a little bit disappointed that we didn't see Arkansas have LSU every single year.
They do.
Oh, they do. That's right. They do.
It was Texas A&M. I'm kind of confused with them not getting, because Texas A&M is a big rival for them as well.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Texas A&M, always a good game there. I am glad that Auburn and Georgia play every year, though. There was some talk that could get taken away. Honestly, I have mixed feelings about, in terms of, you know, playing the best of Alabama and the best of Georgia every single year. But honestly, there's been so many outstanding moments in the Auburn-Georgia game. I think you'd be ripping tradition, ripping fans of seeing more of that. I know there's been some that hasn't gone Auburn's way, but even in the early 2000s when we had, you know, Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown going to Georgia in 2003 and stealing one up there when they were really good. And then again in 2010, being able to hold them off at home under Cam, you know, the miracle in Jordan-Hare. A lot of good players come through Georgia. Really glad that Auburn and Georgia are on the schedule every year, actually.
One of the matchups outside of the Alabama-LSU game that I looked at and was kind of questioning why it wasn't an every-year thing was Tennessee and Georgia. I know the last really over decade hasn't been as competitive as it needed to be for it to be a must-watch football, but this year proved it's must-watch football with what the teams have been able to recruit. And for Tennessee to get Kentucky – and I'd never really seen that as a rivalry. I'm not sure if Tennessee fans have seen that as one either. And then Georgia getting South Carolina. I guess they were in the SEC East together. That can be seen as a rivalry. But you can't tell me that Georgia and Tennessee is not a bigger rivalry than those two teams.
Yeah, they missed a big opportunity with Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia to not make all three of them play each other every year. Some really good football between those three teams, you know, back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, a lot of big-time moments and big-time players in those games.
Before we wrap up here, KJ, are you a fan of the rotating opponents and the three permanent opponents schedule, or are you a fan of the scheduling that they do now?
I definitely like the, you know, getting rid of the cupcakes. I think getting rid of the cupcakes, getting better brand of football in every single week was good. I like playing three opponents every year and rotating. I would like to see more rivalry games being emphasized. I know we've talked about a few of those. Would just like to see some of those old school rivalries being renewed. But, you know, outside of that, you know, I actually like this. I think it's good to, you know, have something different, change up every few years, and also to be playing the same teams that you want to beat as a fan of those teams. Because, you know, like, do I feel like we're always going to beat Alabama? No. Do I, as a fan, always want to beat Alabama? Of course. that's why we, you know, that's why we cheer for teams that we cheer for in the rivalry games. So I'm glad that we see some of that, and hopefully we'll see even more of that with some more rivalries being renewed. But outside of that, I really like what the SEC did.
It's hard to get everything right the first time around, and of course here they didn't get everything right, but I think they got 90% of it right. And it's not like these things are permanent for forever and ever and ever throughout your entire life. It's all you're going to see. After 4 years, they can reevaluate and say, okay, the Alabama-Mississippi State game really didn't wow people. It didn't bring in viewership, but the annual two-year matchup of the Alabama-LSU game brought in tens of millions, billions of viewers, however you might see it. We need to make that a permanent game next year or next time around. The Auburn Florida game brought in a lot of viewers. Well, let's make that a permanent game next time around instead of Auburn Vandy. It's a way for them to, they kept as good of rivalries as they could have, but it leaves room for them to evaluate this 4 year span and say, okay, let's emphasize these rivalries and let's not make these permanent opponents anymore.